This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now to the largest wildfire in New Mexico's history, still burning. It started when the U.S. Forest Service ignited what were supposed to be controlled burns to prevent bigger fires later. New Mexico is pressing Washington to pay for it all. Marketplace's Savannah Marr has more.
The Forest Service is investigating why the burns got out of control. We do know that April conditions in the Sangre de Cristo Mountains were unusually dry and windy.
I would never have guessed that a fire at this time of year and at this elevation would burn like this.
James Biggs, a fire ecologist at New Mexico Highland University, says prescribed burns almost never get out of control. Still, this incident could have a chilling effect, according to Kimiko Barrett with Headwaters Economics.
I think it's natural to feel skeptical after this experience,
particularly as suppression and recovery costs mount. But Barrett says abandoning this wildfire mitigation tool would be even more destructive and expensive.
Because wildfire is an ecological necessity. It's inevitable.
It's time to update burn protocols to account for climate change, says James Biggs.
So we can avoid this situation particularly.
Because of the New Mexico fire, the Forest Service has paused prescribed burning until late summer. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.